And as we welcome you into the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company, Kevin Brahaney sitting in this morning. We'll be visiting with Steve Horvey, Mark Tupper, and Tupper on Sports. We'll also check in with Jim Kimmins and Carla Brinkotter, too. It's a jam-packed hour. Let's get to it.
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
And welcome back to Byers & Company on this rather chilly Friday morning. It's in the 30s, but it's going to be nice this weekend. 7:06, you're listening to News Talk 1340 WSOY. Jeff and Mike and I are holding down the fort until Brian and Lindsay get back on Monday, and then back to normal. I got a guy here in the studio that I admire so much. Steve Horvey is who I'm talking about. When I came to town in 1978, I think I met Steve probably within 6 months at some home builders meeting. And he was, I don't know what this community would look like on the north end of town and in Forsyth if Steve Horvey wasn't here. Because all the houses, you had the courage to take on a bad economy and build the north end to where people had beautiful housing. And to this day, they have been your son has gone into the business and taken over for that. You went into the hotel business, Steve. But I just got to tell you, you are one of the classiest entrepreneurs, risk takers I know in this community.
Well, if you're a home builder, you're a risk taker because, and also a land developer. You take a cornfield and you put a street in it. You hope somebody buys a lot, and then you build a house on that lot for speculation. And you have to be a risk taker.
Oh, yeah, but I look at you and I think of Monopoly. You know, when you play Monopoly, it all starts with buying houses. Well, it starts with buying property in the right place, then buying houses, then putting multiple houses, then buying hotels, get as many hotels as you can. And it's not an easy game to win, but you've won it.
Yeah, I love to do development. I like building homes, too. I mean, I really did. A lot of satisfaction. Years later, you drive around neighborhoods, you see those homes, maybe 14 or 15 in a row that you built. I remember all the people that I built for, their personalities, their quirks. A lot of them are my friends. I've got...
Especially the quirks.
Yeah, quirks. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know who you are out there.
But, you know, I built some of my friends, three homes, four homes.
Well, I remember as a young man, starting my career, my goal was to have a Steve Horvey home.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true.
Well, thank you very much. But lots of good memories. And, you know, you move on in life. You have to kind of reinvent yourself. And that's what I did. Because the trouble with building homes, you know, there's factors in the economy that's out of your control. High interest rates. Employment, companies moving out of town, and that sort of thing.
But you survived the 20% interest rates.
I did.
Yeah, this is like free money these days, right?
I remember paying 22%.
Oh, my gosh.
I had $1.4 million borrowed. I don't know how I did it. It took me 10 years to dig myself out of that. But, you know, I did.
And you survived it.
I did.
And now look at you. 37 years later, and how many hotels do you own these days?
Six.
Jeez.
I sold 14.
Yeah, and then one in Springfield, which was just a spectacular Abraham Lincoln. Can you tell that story, or is that too private?
No, it's an interesting story. I was at a conference in Orlando with Hilton, and I got a phone call on a Sunday morning about 6:30 our time down there, and I didn't know whether to take the call or not because I didn't recognize the phone number. The phone number was about 15 digits wide, and I thought, what is this about? So anyway, I took it.
15 digits.
Yeah. And it was a lady with broken English. I could tell she was probably, you know, Indian or something like that. And she says, you know, do you own the hotel in Springfield, the Abraham Lincoln? I said, yes. And she says, would you like to sell it? And I said, I don't know. I never thought about selling it at this time, but everything's for sale. And she says, would it be okay if somebody calls you in a few minutes? So what I found out was that Al Habur who I later found out was the 335th richest guy in the world. He's in construction, automotive, finance, from Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably has a Ferrari.
He's the largest Bentley dealer in the world.
Oh, Bentley's.
Yeah, yeah. And he built the tallest building in the world in Dubai. And he owns a lot of five-star hotels. And he was in Springfield. He came into the lobby, never went any further than that with his entourage, and said, "Is the owner here?" And they said, "No, he's out of town. Can you give me his cell phone number? I want to buy this hotel." It was bizarre.
And so you had a phone call from him?
I had from his top guy.
Yeah. What did you say when they said, how'd you come up with a price? How long did it take you to figure out your asking price was going to be?
Well, it took about a week of negotiations. And I knew about what it was worth because I just totally did a renovation, top to bottom over there. And I put a flag on it. It's now a DoubleTree by Hilton. And as soon as I did that, our occupancy shot up, my average daily rate, and all this sort of thing. So I knew, and, you know, there's a formula, cap rates and that sort of thing, what something is worth. And so we started that negotiation back and forth, and I didn't want to take any less. But here's the good thing. There's no broker fee. There's no prepayment. There's no product improvement required by Hilton.
There's guaranteed money coming.
He says, "I want to close it in 2 weeks." I said, "You can't get a liquor license in 30 days. So anyway, this call took place in October, and we closed it in December. And I had seller's remorse. After I sold it, I thought, you know, wish I'd have kept it. Because I'm not political, but when I'm in Springfield and the house is in session, we had a bar in that hotel called The Globe.
Oh, yeah, I've been there many a time.
And that's where it's happening.
Yeah.
And you see all these people that you read about in the Chicago Tribune. Jimmy, how you doing, DeLeo, and these people you read about, they're sitting there at the end of the bar. So,
well, I'm not sure, but I think you could probably buy the Hilton next door if you wanted to.
We put the hurt on them. We went from number three with the Crown Plaza and the Hilton to number one in revenue and all that.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because you do things right. And another story I know about you from some of your competitors who bid on the same project that you bid on to try to get that Chancellor Hotel over in Champaign, and they all bid it to remodel it and to turn it into pretty much the same thing as it was. Instead, what did you do?
Well, what I did, on the way over, I knew they were going to sell it. They had to sell it. I called Hilton and I called Marriott to see what brands were available and if I could get them. So I knew when I got there that I could do a Homewood Suites. And I knew I could do two hotels on that site. And it was kind of like an auction. And the people that wanted to buy it, they wanted like 90 days due diligence. And my offer was, I'll close it as soon as you give me a clear title. Because I knew it'd work.
You knew what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Totally different than what they were going to do.
Yeah, because they're going to hire some bozo like me, whereas I do my own stuff. So,
but they were going to do what you did. I mean, they were going to just remodel the place. You tore it down, didn't you?
Yeah.
You tore it down.
Yeah.
Because they asked me, he said, "Do you know the Steve Horvitz?" I go, "Yeah, I know him well." He says, "What a genius. Who would ever thought of that?"
Risk taker.
And then you converted that pancake house into a Walgreens. That had to be a smart move.
Well, I sold the corner off Walgreens, and that was kind of a unique deal, too. I sold that for $1.5 million, that corner.
Yeah.
Which really helped on the cost of your dirt and buying and that building. But there used to be a restaurant on the corner called Aunt Sonia's.
Mm-hmm. And famous.
Famous. Dwayne Nolan used to go there and study when he was at U of I and at night because it 24 hours. So you had all this history, but the city wanted it out of there because they wanted to improve that intersection, and it was in the way. So part of the deal was, I bought that. It came with the property. I had to tear it down. A lot of letters to the editor.
Oh,
you know, people had a lot of heartburn.
Good thing you lived in Decatur.
I guess Gene Cady, these other coaches, when they come in Big Ten, they'd always go there. So, yeah.
Now they go to Hooters.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows? But, okay, so then we have the Decatur Conference Center. I remember this was a big, big deal here with the city council, the city manager, the mayor. There was a lot of controversy over that hotel was in bankruptcy, and the bank was, called the note on it or something like that. But the city had to decide, we can't let that hotel go by the wayside. It's too important to this community, and that's too valuable of a property. But the controversy was, city shouldn't be in the hotel business. And you were at that city council meeting,
right?
And you needed some breathing room because you had to be able to buy that right in order to make it work. Mm-hmm. And so the city temporarily would have to buy that until you had time to work a deal, I guess. Is that fairly accurate?
Yeah, I think at the time, I think there was a mortgage on it of over $14 million,
mm-hmm.
and the city was able to buy it for $6.5 million. And I know there were offers coming in, and we call them bottom feeders in mm-hmm. the business, and some of them would be not-for-profit, so there'd be no real estate taxes.
It goes from an A property to a C property.
Yeah, it's not even a hotel anymore. And so when the city bought it, which I thought was a great idea, they were going to get somebody to manage it until they found a qualified buyer. Well, that's what I do. So I contacted the city and said, hey, I would be interested in managing it. And then I can take a look then from the inside to see, you know, how viable this is. And after, I got awarded the management contract and took it over from that standpoint. And then after 3 months, I thought, you know, this has got a lot of potential. I could see how I could make some improvements out there and keep it as a hotel.
And you did. I mean,
yeah.
The lobby, first of all. The lobby and the bars. And I mean, the first impressions, we're just talking about St. Mary's Hospital. It's spectacular when you walk in.
Yeah. You know, I like the wow effect. It's a carryover from custom home building.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what looks good.
You do?
And so I thought the first thing I'm going to do is give it some pop. I'm going to do the commercial spaces first. You know, the restaurant, it had an old greenhouse you couldn't see in, so I opened the whole thing up and really did all the that space, you know, first.
Now, you have the Homewood Suites.
I do.
And we had Amy Fike on earlier this week, and she has the Residence Inn.
Yes.
And those are the kind of hotels that are kind of where the business is going as opposed to the old Holiday Inns because of the extended stays and things like that, right?
That's right.
So you had to somehow to turn an old structure into something, and I think you did this with the Chancellor. You got to do some of those conference spaces. That's really where that hotel is going to be successful, I would guess.
Right. Like in Champaign, I've got 20,000 square feet of conference space, and it's all divisible. And last year we did almost 60 wedding receptions over there. So that's a big part of our business. It rents rooms. And we're doing the same thing out here at the conference center. We didn't do 60, but we're in the 50s. And I think this year's pace is more than what it was last year. So that's good business. And, you know, I continue to invest in it. Like last year, I painted the outside of the building. It's such a monster. It's 300,000 square feet. It cost $110,000 to paint it. And then I recarpeted MLK room. I put in a new fitness facility out there. I got 6 treadmills. It's state-of-the-art. Did that. Audio-video equipment. That's very – you have to have good equipment have a conference, wireless mics and all that. So I replaced all that. I put new restrooms in Holiday Hall, which is the biggest meeting room we have out there. And so I've done that last year. This year, I want to do the outside when you come in the entrance.
Oh, really?
I want to give it a pop. As soon as you pull up under the portico chair, I want it to feel really good. So that's my goal this year.
Being in the insurance business, I've dealt with a lot of people like you around the state. And many of them are successful entrepreneurs. But that just doesn't happen, like you said earlier about taking risks. You're just doing it on a much bigger level now. And I don't think the hotel business is all that much different than a lot of the restaurant businesses. A lot of them fail. A lot of them, no matter, people put all their money and their effort into them, but they don't work for a variety of reasons. And you've got a formula, but that hotel out there, is still a big challenge. And so you're thinking about maybe a casino, and if we can talk about that when we come back from the break, what the chances of you getting one of those out there would be.
Okay.
All right? All right, more with Steve Horvey right after this.
That WSOY three-day weather forecast for your Friday calls for a mostly sunny day today with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36 your overnight low. For Saturday, partly sunny, beautiful day with a high of 52. And Sunday, there is a chance for some rain. Cloudy skies, kind of breezy too. Wind gusts up around 25 miles per hour. Mild though with a high of 55. 28 currently in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 7:21.
The Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of this year's 41st Annual Central Illinois Juve Jazz Festival. It starts on Friday, February 5th at 4 p.m. and runs through Sunday, February 7th. It's a jam-packed weekend with amazing talent. Session or full weekend passes available. It's the 41st Annual Central Illinois Juve Jazz Festival at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. For tickets, call Maggie at 217-546-6091. 217-546-6091.
My husband and I were so excited and a little nervous to finally be homeowners. And while we loved the house, there were some things we wanted to change. Once we received our tax refund, we called J.J. Swartz. J.J. Swartz is the most trusted name indicator for remodeling. I explained what we wanted, and they went to work. I love the way everything turned out. And my husband, well, he just let me go with it. He's a saint.
J.J. Swartz Company, your premier remodeling and restoration company since 1921. Visit J.J. Swartz.
Hi there, Shannon Cutler, Director of Admissions at Fairhaven's Christian Home. Are you in need of short-term or long-term rehab? Then I know just the place, Fairhaven's Christian Home. Here at Fairhaven's, we take the time to assess your needs and make you feel 100% comfortable with your stay. As a non-for-profit, faith-based organization, we strive to provide resident-centered healthcare services to each and every resident in our community. So come join our family and let Fairhaven's Christian Home be your home away from home. Give me a call today, 429-2551.
Yeah, guys, Valentine's Day is important to her. This year, order ahead from The Secret Garden. Place your order by February 6th and have her dozen roses delivered or picked up by Valentine's weekend. To entice you even further, The Secret Garden will give all of you early ordering types a coupon for a free wrapped and ready dozen roses that can be used from June through August. The Secret Garden, 664 West El Dorado in Decatur. Call 362-8081 or go to secretgardendecatur.com.
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Welcome back to Byers and Company. We're talking to Steve Horvey. I'm Kevin Brahaney, sitting in for Brian Byers. If you're wondering who this is, it's not Brian. He'll be here Monday along with Lindsay. All right, so Steve, the mayor was here yesterday, and so is the city manager, and I popped a question to both of them. What's city council going to do if you're looking like you might be in the running to get the nod for the casino? And they're very careful in how they answered the question. But I think there's a good chance that the city council would approve that. I think, you know, but time is of the essence, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. How this whole thing started, last June, I got a phone call from Tuna, and he said, hey, I've got somebody in my office here, and you need to talk to him. And it was a guy named Joe Urim, and it was about a casino. So we got together real fast, like that afternoon, and Joe said that he read someplace in a publication that Decatur and Carterville, which is down by Carbondale, was thrown into the mix for a potential casino.
God, that's a long way away.
Yeah. And right now there's four other cities. There's Rockford, Waukegan, Danville, and Chicago that is in line for a casino license. And these two cities were added. And I think Andy Menar was behind it, I think. And
good for him.
So in talking to Joe, he's to be the CFO at Argosy, who owns the Alton Bell and several other casinos, and really a sharp guy. He was one of the managing partners for Arthur Anderson. And I think he did the audit for Argosy. And they got to know him and was impressed with him. So they stole him from, you know, Arthur Anderson, and he was their CFO for like 12 years. There's another fellow there, Jeff Roberts. He was their chief counsel, and that's who his partner is. And what they're going to do, they left Argosy, and they decided they wanted to try to get into the casino business on their own, not a large scale. And this really appealed to him, Decatur. So he came here, and he spent 2 weeks looking all over, and he came back to the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. He looked at it. He felt like it's got everything that he needs. We've got like 60,000 square feet of conference space out there. We've got 370 rooms, parking for 500 near the interstate. So the key points that he looked for in you know, looking for sites, and he did that for Argosy also. So we started talking about that. And when I know nothing about that business, but pretty good listener, and when he told me the number of jobs, the revenue it's going to throw off, what the city gets from it, it really created a lot of interest. And Tuna, when he heard the same thing, it's like 200 jobs. The city gets like $3 million a year. The hotel motel tax, I think my occupancy would almost double because of group business and leisure business on weekends. And we're bringing people in from out of town. It's not...
I think it could be a destination site.
It's a destination.
And you look at the golf course right there at Scoville. Well, if you could work something out with the park district.
I know.
And save that golf course.
Yeah. And good examples is like Greenbrier and French Lick.
Mm-hmm.
French Lick, you got two fabulous hotels down there. They were failing. They were, I think one of them was even shut down. And somebody from Indianapolis had a lot of vision, and he put $100 million in those two hotels, and he developed a casino. And I got a golf group. We went down there a year and a half ago, play golf. And while we were there, I saw all kinds of business meetings taking place. There was a Indiana Independent Insurance Association. They had maybe 150 people there. So you'd see them in meetings, and then you'd see them on the golf course later that day. And at night, you'd see them at the casino. So, you know, I'm not saying the Decatur Conference Center is like French Lick, but it could be a
Well, I don't know. It's pretty nice. And you put a nice casino there, or maybe you've even talked about a bowling alley at one time.
Yeah. The same group that I've been talking to about the casino, they've got the vision. They'd like to build a freestanding bowling alley. I guess Brunswick has a package. And this is kind of the single bar of this decade. Young people, they can go there, they can get in a golf, in a bowling league. I guess it's got a lot of LED lighting. The lanes are lit like that. The balls glow. It's got a bar, and there's no cigarette burns on it. You know, it's state of the art. And these are really red hot in urban areas outside Decatur, and that's what they would like to add to it.
You know, I told Julie yesterday, I didn't tell her, I just mentioned to her that, you know, I believe in God. I know the ministers are against this, but I have my vices. But if you do everything in moderation, not everything goes out of control just because you're gambling or you're drinking or you're dancing too much.
I agree.
So, what the heck. Steve, I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope you get it. You've been great for this community. Everybody that sees you on the street ought to say thank you to you because you've taken the risk and you're a success.
Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. Steve Harvey, get behind him. More after this.
WSOY News Time, 729. Good morning, I'm Mike Spaulding. Here is your local news first. Medical marijuana advocates are asking the governor to support adding new qualifying conditions to the medical cannabis program. Governor Bruce Rauner has opposed adding new conditions in the past, arguing it was premature to expand the program before any marijuana had been sold. But now that the program is up and running, advocates like Capri Sweat of Medical Cannabis Outreach are asking Rauner to reconsider his position.
We want these conditions approved, number one. Secondly, we want to know what your time frame is. You keep telling us there's not enough time has went by to see if it works. We want an actual time frame.
We're honored to have Vita DeBille adding post-traumatic stress disorder to the program last year. And while that condition is once again recommended to be included on the advisory board, along with autism, irritable bowel syndrome, osteoarthritis, and several types of chronic pain. More local news is coming up next after Fox.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. In the end, Donald Trump did not show up at last night's Republican debate in Iowa. According to a Fox News Channel statement demanding $5 million for charity to change his mind, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and Marco Rubio addressing his absence.
I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way...
I kind of miss Donald Trump. He was a little teddy bear to me.
It's not about Donald Trump. He's an entertaining guy. He's the greatest show on earth.
There were policy questions. John Kasich on fighting Islamic State terrorists.
We have a unique opportunity to bring everybody together.
Rand Paul on cutting federal spending.
Military spending as well as domestic spending. I don't think you'll ever balance the budget.
Chris Christie and Ben Carson also making their case at the primetime debate on Fox News Channel. This is a Fox News alert.
WSOY News Time, 7:31. You can begin filling out your applications for the LIHEAP program to take the first steps at getting some monetary assistance towards your heating bill. The Decatur-Macon County Opportunities Corporation will begin scheduling appointments to see if you qualify for getting help with your heating bills. LIHEAP coordinator Brandy Johnson says it's a fairly simple process once you finish your appointment.
It takes 2 weeks to 30 days approximately to get it through the system. And then they'll receive a letter from the state stating if they've been awarded a direct vendor payment or if they've been denied.
Johnson says they have state and federal funding to dish out to low-income residents in need. She says they'll be awarding money through February and hopefully into March. In sports and NCAA basketball, Illinois tied Ohio State late in the second half with Jalen Coleman-Lance hitting a three-pointer, but they ultimately fell to the Buckeyes 68-63 in overtime. Kendrick Nunn led Illinois with 24 points. Your next news update comes at the bottom of the hour. I'm Mike Spaulding.
Start the new year in a new Honda from Bob Brady Honda.
All my friends are driving new Hondas. The gas mileage is so sweet.
It's the Honda New Year sales event going on now at Bob Brady Honda. Don't miss the savings on our remaining 2015 inventory. New inventory arriving daily, including the dramatically redesigned all-new 2016 Honda Civic Sedan. During the New Year sales event, you'll find great low lease payments on a new Honda. Financing for as little as 0.9% and absolutely no money down programs with no payments until spring. It's the Honda New Year sales event going on now at Bob Brady Honda, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Take a little trip to Bob Brady's.
See Bob Brady Honda for lease and finance details.
And the WSOI three-day weather forecast for this Friday calls for a sunny day with a high of 40 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, 36, the overnight low. Saturday, partly sunny, beautiful, with a high of 52, and then a cloudy day on Sunday with a chance of rain, high 55, breezy too, with westerly winds gusting up around 25. Currently 28 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 7:34.
Tupper on Sports on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Welcome back to Buyers and Company. It's the 7:30 segment of the show, and then when it's at, it's Mark Tupper time, the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. Mark, man, oh man, the Illini almost pulled it out last night.
It was a rather exhausting 68-63 overtime loss to Ohio State last night at the State Farm Center. Illinois trailed by 13 with 6.5 minutes to go. They went on a run. Their freshman, Jalen Coleman-Lance, I think he scored 8 points in that finishing kick, and he hit a three-pointer with 56 seconds to go that tied the game at 58. And the part of the game that should really haunt them, in my opinion, is that final possession in regulation. Ohio State missed a shot. Malcolm Hill grabbed the rebound and Illinois had a chance to win it right there. And John Gross put the ball in Malcolm Hill's hands, and I had no problem with that as long as he either drove the ball hard at the basket, if the defense collapsed hard on him, either draw a foul or kick it to Kendrick Nunn, who is the one guy I would trust probably with a jump shot there. He was the only guy really making them consistently. Or he could kick it to Coleman Lands, who had hit that shot. But rather than do either of those things, Malcolm Hill just held onto the ball out top and waited for the clock to tick down so that he had no other option. And he tried to launch a long three, even though he had not made a three all night and even though he was having an awful jump shooting night. And he was being guarded by Keita Bates-Diop, who is 6'8" and has a 7-foot wingspan, and he just reached up and blocked the shot. I thought it was a terrible decision by Malcolm. And I asked John Gross about it in the press conference, you know, what were you hoping to see there? And, you know, he didn't want to trash Malcolm, but he said, you know, I wanted him to drive the ball. But he didn't. And then Ohio State got the lead in overtime. They were ahead 66-63. Illinois had a chance to tie it, but the ball got knocked loose in kind of a handoff between Malcolm Hill and Kendrick Nunn, and Ohio State knocked it free, and a kid raced in for a layup at the other end, and Ohio State won 68-63. I like the way they fought back, but very poor decision-making and execution at the end of regulation and overtime, and horrific rebounding in the first half. Ohio State out-rebounded Illinois for the night, 51-34, most of that differential created in the first half. And then Illinois did a really good job of getting to the free throw line and a really terrible job once they got there. They shot 31 free throws, but they made just 18 of them. That's 13 missed free throws in a 5-point overtime game. So, you know, Kendrick Nunn, 24 points, 7 of 15 shooting. The rest of the team combined, 11 of 41 shooting. That's bad. So, you know, this is a team that takes one step forward and then kind of immediately takes a step and a half back, and that's frustrating. So they will have another home game, 6:30 Sunday evening when Wisconsin comes to the State Farm Center, and we'll see what we do there. Wisconsin, though, is a team that does execute in those situations, and Illinois needed to be that team last night and was not.
Well, at least you didn't say two steps backwards.
I didn't say two steps backwards. I'm an optimist.
By the way, all right, we're going to take a break for Pros Auto Clinic. When we come back, we're going to talk about the curtain of distraction at Arizona State basketball, right?
Yes. If you haven't seen this, Kevin, this is right up your alley. You'll like this.
All right, I have not, so I can't wait.
Need a few extra miles out of your vehicle? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. Or do you just want to make sure you got the most from your investment? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. New or used, Pros Auto Clinic specializes in general auto repair and maintenance. Foreign or domestic, from cars to light trucks. Pros Auto Clinic, located at 260 West Wood in downtown Decatur. Pros Auto Clinic, 423-3024. 423-3024.
Okay, Mark, I'm on bated breath.
Well, first of all, let me say that the Orange Crush was back last night. They missed the last four Illini home games due to the long semester break, and they were loud. They made their presence known. But the best performance by a student section last night took place in Tempe, Arizona, where the Arizona State students roll out their latest chapter of the Curtain of Distraction. And this was in the Arizona State-Oregon State game. And what they do is they have a black curtain that they position behind the visitor's basket, and when the opposing player begins to line up for his free throw, the curtains are yanked open, and there's something there to distract him. And last night behind the curtain, it was Olympic swimmer, swimming legend Michael Phelps, in a naked upper torso. I believe for the first free throw, he may have had on black shorts. It was kind of hard to tell in the video I saw. And then they shut the curtains, and then for the second free throw, he was there in a Speedo and a swim cap with gold medals hanging around his neck and his 6'6" body looking absolutely ripped because he's in training in Arizona for the Rio Olympic Games that are coming up, and Phelps is gyrating, and the Oregon State player missed both of his free throws, and Phelps seemed to be having the time of his life, and the place went wild. And as student stunts go, I would give that one an A+. I mean, it was It was very well done.
Oh, is that cool?
And this is something they do, the Curtain of Distraction. It's always a freak show. It's either like half-naked fat people or...
Oh, the baby. How about the guy giving birth to the baby?
Yeah, guy giving birth to the baby, students dressed as horses, axe-wielding people. I mean, it is just, it's the craziest thing. I have to say, if I was shooting a free throw, it would be very hard to concentrate. It is a distraction. I know some people will say, well, that's terrible. That's not very sportsmanlike. But to me, that is part of what I love about college sports is the student involvement. It's pretty clever. And with the Michael Phelps episode last night, it brings the celebrity aspect into play. That will be hard to beat, but I would think some actress in a little two-piece would be on the horizon for them. If you haven't seen it, go to ESPN and look for it. You'll see it this morning on their website, or go to YouTube and search for Curtain of Distraction. It's pretty cool.
You know, I tuned in. To Sports Center, and I caught that guy giving birth to a baby. I didn't know that's what it was called. I go, that is really clever. I had no idea that they're doing this all over the place now.
Yeah, they're doing it, and they obviously, they probably aren't going to class, but they're spending a lot of time in meetings trying to come up with, okay, what are we going to do this game to outdo ourselves from last game? And last night was pretty good. Now they've raised the bar, and now they got to try to come up with something to surpass that.
All right, Mark, thanks very much. Jim Kimmins is coming up, but we're going to take a break for commercials, and then we'll be talking Super Bowl right after this. Thank you, Mark.
And have to fill you in about a great community partner of ours. It's Coach House Garages. They want to remind you, you don't need to wait until spring to get your appointment. You need to get your appointment for a new garage now. Jobs are filling up fast. Call today to get your appointment scheduled, because with the increase in lumber prices steadily rising, you need to get locked in on your pricing right now. Coach House Garages and their contracts are good for – Coach House Garages contracts, I should say, are good for 1 year. So secure your price now for that garage you want to build coming up in the spring. Coach House specializing in both attached and detached garages. Mark McCullum and his crew working with you to design the garage of your dreams. All garages are custom-built to your preference and satisfaction. Coach House will even come to your home and assess your property and your needs for free. Coach House Garages, 200 Spittler Drive, right off 121 behind Hucks in Mount Zion. They've built over 21,000 garages. They have over 40 years of experience and are 100% made in the USA. Their motto, built on generations of Amish craftsmanship, making you feel confident that the quality and craftsmanship of your garage is top of the line. Give Mark a call today, 864-2396, Mark McCullum at 864-2396, or visit their website, coachhousegarages.com.
Can you feel the transformation? 650 new jobs, $180 million in new facilities and business expansions, creation of the Midwest Inland Port. This is Decatur and Macon County, where industry meets innovation and talent meets demand. The Economic Development Corporation is in business to build business, achieve success, and create the future today, where quality of life means something more. Work with the Economic Development Corporation to create a customized development plan for your business and incentives tailored to meet your needs. Your business will be in good company. Discover the momentum at DecaturEDC.com. We are the Economic Development Corporation, and we are City Limitless. Brought to you by Neuhoff Media.
Your passion is what makes your business successful. You are completely invested in the needs of today and your dreams for tomorrow. Whether you want to expand your business or streamline operations, Busey offers business and wealth management solutions to meet your needs and achieve your dreams. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wethington's Fresh Flowers and Gifts specializes in fresh garden and realistic silk flowers. With over 35 years of experience, they will help you create the perfect floral arrangements for your special day. Visit them at the Wedding Extravaganza this Saturday at the Hickory Point Mall. For the past 26 years, the professionals at Nelson's Catering have helped hundreds of excited couples complete their big day with a sigh of relief and a feeling of success. Stop by their booth at the Wedding Extravaganza this Saturday at the Hickory Point Mall and see how they can help you.
Following a disappointing performance at Sullivan, the St. Teresa Bulldogs leaped into the win column and dominated the Maroola Forsyth Trojans to a 63-31 final score. Now comes the Central Illinois Conference Tournament and a rematch with the Sullivan Redskins. Bulldogs fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Troy Hayes from Shelbyville on Saturday night. The Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show starts at 5:45, tip-off at 6. Right here on News Talk 1340 WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Kevin Brahaney sitting in for Brian Byers with Jeff Daly in the Master Control Room and Mike Spaulding in the newsroom. And we have Jim Kimmins on the line bright and early from California. Whereabouts are you, Jimmy?
I'm in La Jolla right now, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks for calling in. What is it, about quarter till five or six?
Quarter till six. It's early. That's what it is.
It's early, but you know what, Jim? I've been with you enough on weekends that I know you're used to getting up this early. And you work till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just because I can do it doesn't mean I want to.
I know. which tournament are you working?
Farmers Insurance.
Oh, you had to talk about the Farmers Insurance.
No, sorry, you asked.
Yeah, I know. All right, is that not a major, is it?
I think it's right behind the John Deere, right?
Yeah, certainly not a major. All right, so that's a good one to get started. I mean, it's the beginning of golf season and the end of football season for you, and this is the one week where you have to do both. And interchange them, I guess, the one big week, because the Super Bowl is right around the corner. Is your head even into golf yet, or are you thinking about the Super Bowl next week?
Kevin, let me tell you. About the middle of the season in July, my head's not in golf. The first half of golf is spent reminiscing about football, and the second half of golf is thinking about if I can just hold on for another 8 weeks.
Well, you love football, don't you? I mean, that is your specialty, and that is what you do so well. And I guess, you, like any job, you have to do the routine things all the rest of the time. But this football season has been a good one, and to finish it with the 50th Super Bowl has got to be a real crescendo for you.
I'll tell you what. It's always on our non-Super Bowl years, every 2 years. It's, you just hate doing the AFC Championship and having to hand it over to someone else to finish. And this year, I almost felt the other way around. We had such a great, just a great day, a great team to work with, and just an unbelievable game in Denver. I think a lot of us felt like, well, it'd be great to just finish right here because we're going to have a hard time beating that one.
Yeah, 2 weekends in a row, actually.
That's true.
But you're glad Denver's in it, I'm sure.
Oh, as an organization, as individuals, just everything about that team is great to work with.
And what about Carolina? What do you know about them? Anything?
I've covered them a few times this year, and I got to tell you, they're fun. They really remind me of the Bears Super Bowl team from a million years ago, which shouldn't surprise anyone with Rivera there as a coach. It's a lot of personalities. It's a lot of kids that seem to just be having fun. It's not showboating. You can tell it's just youthful enthusiasm. If I can remember back to being a youth, I think that's what it was like.
Well, it seems to me that everyone's picking Carolina to win this, but everybody picked New England to beat Denver by 2 or 3 touchdowns, and it just didn't happen. Could that happen again this? Could Denver's defense be good enough if they contain Cam Newton to beat Carolina? Do you think?
They're just such different teams. It comes down to wily veteran versus young upstart kind of. And I think the league would love to see Peyton win this right off into the sunset, storybook ending to a storybook career. You know, I just hope it's close. I hope it's one of those games that, just like Sunday of last week, down to the final seconds. But it wouldn't break my heart if Peyton went up 6 touchdowns and left it that way either.
Yeah, and there's always that possibility. He is a different quarterback this year than he used to be, right?
Well, he's playing a different game. You know, what he used to do physically, now he's got to do mentally. I think he always had the mental game. You know, he was just smarter than everyone else out there.
Were you surprised?
And I don't think that's changed.
When he scrambled in this game, I think he ran for 12 yards, got that first down. Did that surprise you at all?
Nothing surprises me with him.
Really?
Nothing. Like I said, I think he's the most cerebral player that's playing today, and I think he might be that ever. No, the kid is just smart.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this, and then I also want to talk about Lance Barrow coming to town. You had a lot to do with that, and it's going to be fun for Decatur again on March 8th. So if you'd sit tight, Jim, we'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
Okay.
That WSOY 3-day weather forecast is calling for a sunny day today with a high of 40 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. 36, the overnight low. Saturday looks great. Partly sunny, warm with a high of 52 degrees. Warm considering, I should say. Cloudy skies, 55 tonight with a chance, or Sunday with a chance of rain. Then looking ahead to Monday, cloudy with a high of 45 degrees. Currently in downtown Decatur, we're at 28 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:51. Get what you want when you want it now with the Now Decatur app presented by Brinkhotter & Associates. Get the latest news from the WSOY news team. Fresh local sports from ESPN Decatur. Breaking news, weather, all of your favorite shows on demand. And, of course, you can listen live right there on your iPhone or Android device. Download it today at the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store. Get the Now Decatur app now. Presented by Brinkhotter & Associates Realtors. Open the possibilities at Brinkhotter.com.
As we get older, the idea of downsizing becomes more appealing. You start to realize that the amount of space you have has actually become more work than pleasure. Meadows at Green Lake is perfect for people 55 and older who are looking to downsize their home and choosing a lifestyle of more leisure. These upscale condos are built to your satisfaction, come in different sizes and floor plans, and have affordable pricing. For more information about Meadows at Green Lake, contact Mark today at 620-7595. And schedule a tour today.
Are you looking for a full-service banquet facility for your big day? Columbus Club of Decatur, located at the KC Hall, is the perfect place. Stop by their booth at the Wedding Extravaganza this Saturday at the Hickory Point Mall and learn more. Prestige Entertainment, providing exceptional quality sound and lighting from the moment you walk down the aisle to the last dance. Visit them at the Wedding Extravaganza this Saturday at the Hickory Point Mall to find out more.
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
We're talking to Jim Kimmins, another Decatur sex story. Success story. He might be the other one, too. And, you know, he starts at St. Teresa. He goes over and works at WAND when he gets out of college. And he ends up the top handheld camera operator for sports, CBS mainly.
WSOY.
In WSOY, too. So anyway, Jimmy, the experience that you have is none like any other job. Being on the field every Sunday at the top game and rubbing shoulders and on first-name basis with Jim Nance and Phil Sims. But Lance Barrow is their boss, and he refers to you in every meeting because of your artistry. Does that make you feel special, or do you get to take it for granted after a while?
That's a tough question. First, let me say, for those that don't know Lance is responsible for producing not only the NFL on CBS. He's the executive producer or coordinating producer of the PGA. He produces more live television than anyone in the country.
And 11 Emmys.
So people have seen his work. Now, do you take it for granted? I don't think. No, because I value him not as a boss, but as a mentor and as a friend. And, you know, Lance has done so much for me personally and professionally. I could never take that for granted. No, I'm proud to have him as all three of those, a boss and a mentor and a friend.
Because it's the way he treats people, right?
And you don't say that about bosses very often.
All right, but he really treats you. I don't know. That's what he's going to come to town to talk about. I'm asking him to do that to inspire young people.
I don't want to give anything away, but boy, you call him a boss, and you'll get a talking to. To him, that's the worst thing you can ever call someone. You can call him a friend, you can call him a colleague, but don't ever call him a boss, because we work with him, not for him.
I looked at the crew list, and there's over 1,000 employees of CBS going to be working the Super Bowl. He's in charge of all of them.
No, you know what? There are going to be 1,000 people there. About 200 of them are going to be working.
You know, you just had to say it, didn't you?
Well, it's true.
Well, it is a lot of people there.
We've got a lot of management types there.
I see. Well, you know, they might think that they're important to be there because they're going to help manage that event that you guys put on for 18 other Sundays.
Well, there's only one guy that gets it on the air, and that's Lance. It all starts with him.
And he's an amazing guy. So he's going to be here on March 8th. He's going to be out at the conference center. Steve Horvey was just here. He's worked with us to put together a great a venue. And we can hold as many as 700 people out there if we can get that many. But it's going to be for young people, and it's going to be for their parents and adults. And he's going to have an inspirational message. He loves coming to Decatur and speak. He did it 3 or 4 years ago at the Community Leaders Breakfast. And he's asked you a number of times, when am I coming back to Decatur to talk to those folks? He loved it here, didn't he?
Well, I tell you, there are a bunch of reasons to go see that guy. You know, if you're a sports person, go see him. I mean, the stories he's got to tell go all the way back to Summerall, and they're just fascinating stories, the up close and personal of television sports. If you're a parent and you want to give your kid some advice going forward, Lance can do it. If you're a kid and want to know about the kind of fun you can have as a career, we have our moments like anybody else, but there's a lot of laughing and backslapping that goes on in my business, and Lance is a big part of making that happen. There are a bunch of reasons to go see that guy. I see him every week, and I'll be in the front row. I've heard all of his stories, and I still want to hear him again.
It's hard to get him out of the room. People don't want to leave. They stand around and just talk to him after his speech is over, and they want more.
Kevin, it's amazing. On a Sunday, we go on the air at 3 o'clock, and he'll be holding court until 2:59:59. And you think, hey, you know, you ought to pay attention here. The director's counting down from 10, and Lance is still telling a story.
Yeah.
He's
an amazing guy.
Crowd.
All right,
he likes to talk.
We'll have all the details next week on how you can get tickets. But plan March 8th. It's a Tuesday night. It's going to be out at the Conference Center. It's going to be a great night, Jimmy. I hope you're in town for that because we'd like for you to introduce him.
Wouldn't miss it. Absolutely wouldn't miss it.
All right, buddy. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you waking up so early to call in when I know you're going to have a long day today. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, pal.
All right. Super Bowl 50 coming up.
Hey, bring your raincoat. I think it might be a bad one out there.
All righty.
Okay.
More Buyers and Company right after this.